Today on CNN Student News, the last space shuttle launch in 2011 was a blast from the past. We'll tell you where NASA's looking for the future of space exploration. First up, though, we're taking you to California, where firefighters are racing to contain wildfires that are scorching parts of the state. About 60 miles east of Sacramento, in El Dorado National Forest, one fire had chewed up about 8,600 acres by yesterday afternoon. That's like 8,600 football fields. And it was only 5% contained when we produced this show. Thousands of people have had to evacuate their homes, and this is only one of almost a dozen different fires that are fueled by the state's historic drought. California sees a lot of wildfires. It has a wildfire season that runs from May to October. But Cal Fire says this one is on track to be the most destructive season ever. A heat wave that settled over California this week isn't helping. Jumping cross-country to Atlanta, Georgia, it's the headquarters of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it's where President Obama spoke yesterday about Ebola. Several nations in West Africa are losing their fight against it. There are more people with suspected Ebola than there are hospital beds to treat them. The U.S. has committed $100 million to efforts to help stop the fever from spreading. But yesterday, the president asked Congress to approve an additional $88 million. It would be used to build treatment centers in West Africa and send more American medical workers to affected regions. Obama administration officials say as many as 3,000 additional U.S. troops could be sent to West Africa as well. The U.N. says Ebola could become a major humanitarian crisis. NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is calling taxi. Its space shuttle program might have ended 3 years ago, but it's using some of the taxpayer funding it gets to pay private companies to invent space taxis, vehicles that could potentially get Americans to the International Space Station, maybe beyond. They launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Station starting in 2017. So who will be making them?
A major milestone has been met in the new private space race. Boeing was awarded the majority of NASA's commercial crew contract to replace the space shuttle.
And liftoff, the final liftoff of Atlantis.
Boeing CST-100 will ferry American astronauts back and forth to the International Space Station. This is a big deal. Since NASA canceled the shuttle program in 2011, we've had to rely on Russia to get our astronauts into space. Seats on the Russian Soyuz capsule cost over $70 million each. Now, I've actually been inside the CST-100, and while it's designed for safety, it's actually pretty cramped in there. It can fit up to seven, but it's configured to only fit five right now. Boeing beat out two other private companies to win this contract, Sierra Nevada and Elon Musk's SpaceX, which won a smaller contract to develop an alternative to Boeing's capsule, the Dragon. NASA turned to the private sector to reduce cost and risk in both the long and the short term. That set off a new private space race, and the announcement marks a big win for Boeing. Boeing officials told me they believe this industry could be worth $20 billion over the next 20 years.